The Bishops of Scotland are implementing measures in order to further improve the standards of safeguarding the welfare of people involved with the church. This week, the appointment of the first chairperson of the new independent review group was announced. Baroness Helen Liddell is a veteran member of the UK Labour Party and was a member of former Prime Minister Tony Blair's cabinet. She will appoint the members of the group and oversee the church's efforts to take care of survivors of abuse. I spoke with Assistant General Secretary of the Bishops' Conference, Father Thomas Boyle, about the announcement. Father Boyle, how do the Bishops of Scotland feel about the appointment of Baroness Liddell as the first chairperson of the new review group?
The Bishops are absolutely delighted that Baroness Liddell has accepted this invitation. They asked her if she would be the inaugural chair of the review group to ensure that there is an independent oversight of how safeguarding structures are in place and how each diocese and the Bishops' Conference itself are adhering to those principles. And it was good to get someone of national stature like Helen is. She has been in the past the Secretary of State for Scotland, a member of the Cabinet of the United Kingdom. She's represented the United Kingdom in Australia as the High Commissioner, the equivalent of an ambassador. That's what the bishops wanted, that someone with stature in Scotland would be seen to be an independent voice, looking over how we follow our own guidelines.
Now, the establishment of an independent review group signals another effort to further improve the standards of safeguarding in the Scottish Catholic Church. How have the Bishops of Scotland responded to the McLellan Commission report published in 2015?
Since August 2015, when Dr. McLellan gave his report to the bishops, they've been considering how best to implement it. And since January of 2016, we've been moving forward with a number of task groups on the various tasks which we outlined in an implementation plan. And we've come to the end of year one. And so at the end of this year, the first task that we're going to ask Baroness Liddell and the Independent Review Group to look at is how we've done in the implementation plan in adhering to the recommendations of the McLellan report, which the bishops undertook when the work began of the McLellan Commission, and at the end of the commission, that they would implement all his recommendations in full. So we're continuing with that process. It's a slow process. The plan was for 2 years, and we're halfway there.
Of course, preliminary discussions must have taken place ahead of the appointment. How long has the Bishops' Conference been planning to make the announcement?
Well, as part of this year's work, we were always going to establish an independent review group that would oversee the work of safeguarding in Scotland. Oversee it in the sense of each year the audit is produced and the independent review group will look at that audit and will comment to the bishops. And they'll look each year at a number of dioceses and comment to those individual bishops about how their diocese are following the guidelines and implementing the protocols and the guidelines that the church will establish at the end of this whole process in terms of implementing the McLellan report. So for a good 6 months, the bishops have been considering who should lead this group and who should be a member of this group. It was great that Helen accepted a couple of months ago that she would do it in principle. And just last week, she agreed finally that yes, she would do it. And we're now going to be talking to her about who will be members of that group, and we want to establish that in the next couple of weeks so that they can begin their work.
That was Father Thomas Boyle, Assistant General Secretary of the Bishops' Conference of Scotland, speaking about the appointment of Baroness Helen Liddell as chairperson of a new and independent review group that will oversee the Scottish Bishops' efforts to improve its standards of safeguarding the welfare of people involved with the Church. Announcing the appointment, the President of the Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Philip Tartaglia, explained that the bishops knew it was important to appoint a chairperson of national stature and proven competence, and that in Baroness Liddell, these qualities are perfectly met. For Vatican Radio, I'm Ryan Black.